This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. We're going to talk about a special program out at UT Tyler that I think you're going to find helpful, interesting, and perhaps something that's right for you. It is at the School of Health Professions, and joining us to talk about it is Laura Young, who is the program director for it's visiting nurse. What is the program technically called?
Sure. It's called the Nurse Family Partnership Program. It is a home visiting program for first-time moms, and we begin working with them in their first or second trimester of pregnancy, which means before they hit 29 weeks of gestation, and moms know what that means. And we actually partner moms with their own personal nurse. And the cool part about it is it's a free program for the moms that we work with.
Those of us who are people of a certain age fondly recall when doctors would come to call at the house or nurses would come to the house. Mm-hmm. This is literally that.
It is. It is exactly that, Roger. It is a nurse that's coming out to your house to help you stay as healthy as you can during pregnancy. So they do things like check your blood pressure and talk with you about how you're feeling, but also provide opportunities for education, because moms want to be great moms. But sometimes when you're a first-time mom, you don't know all that stuff yet. So it's really a partnership between that mom and that nurse.
Well, let's talk about how this began. What generated this idea out at the UT?
Yeah, you know, Nurse Family Partnership Program's been around for nearly 45 years. It's actually an evidence-based program, and there's data that's out there from many years of trials. And we started this program back in 2016, in the fall of 2016. Mm-hmm. We started with a team of just four, and we actually have nine nurses that serve three different counties. We serve Smith County, Henderson County, and Cherokee County.
Okay. I was doing some of the reading, thanks to the wonderful media staff out at UT, that there was a problem out here in our area about maternal and pediatric mortality.
Absolutely. We have some of the highest infant and maternal mortality in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges we have in Texas is having really good recent data, because it takes time to get data uploaded and out to the prospective folks mm-hmm. who use it. But one of the challenges we have in East Texas is the infant and maternal mortality. So that's part of what our nurses really help with moms to understand, is how do we stay as healthy as possible during pregnancy? Mm-hmm. And then those nurses are actually around to help mom all the way up to the time the child is 2 years old, if that mom is interested in that.
Given the fact that particularly in our state, we are badly insured state, let me put it that way, we have among the highest numbers of uninsured people, uninsured children. Mm-hmm. Is that part of it? I mean, they just, people can't afford to go to the doctor, can't afford to get the care they need?
Well, you know, I think there is some of that. Some of our moms don't have the opportunity or know much about going to the doctor when they're pregnant or when they should. Mm-hmm. But the other piece is you don't know what you don't know. And so one of the things that we really look at is how do we help moms to become knowledgeable about pregnancy, how to stay healthy, what's good, what's not good. And really, it's really about what mom wants to learn. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there are certain things we want her to understand, like risks like hypertension or high blood pressure, risks of other ways of being healthy, not just for her, but when her baby is born. How do we help her learn how to keep that baby healthy?
So the problem is partially one of lack of information, because the getting pregnant part is easy.
Absolutely.
People do that all the time. They do it inadvertently. But once that happens, where do you go? What do you do? What do I need to think about?
Right. And if you're a mom that is socioeconomically challenged, there are even more risks involved because sometimes you just don't have the means to stay healthy. So this program that we have really focuses on how do we help those moms with the greatest vulnerabilities, those moms that maybe don't historically go to the doctor because they don't have insurance, don't typically have lots of maybe lots of food in their cupboard. So what part of we do is help with those moms to refer them to other supportive services in the community, such as WIC, the Women and Infant Children's Program.
Right.
We help them get connected with healthcare providers if they haven't already gotten one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we become part of what I call a village. We want to build a village around these moms so they have great support, so they have the healthiest pregnancy and healthiest baby possible.
And here's I guess, the wonderful part from their point of view is, assuming one qualifies, this is free.
Absolutely. Can you imagine having a free nurse come to you and help you stay healthy? But the thing is we don't take the place of the doctor. The doctor and that clinic have their responsibilities to keep you as a pregnant mom healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The keep that baby and work with you as a mom healthy, that baby, that toddler. Our role is really, there's a lot of education. It's building relationship. And it's really helping that mom get the greatest start possible for her and her child so they have a great future.
Let's go back to how one qualifies for
mm-hmm.
this. What kind of pregnancies, pregnant women, couples are you looking for? I mean,
sure.
What qualifies you?
Yep. So for Nurse Family Partnership, we work with first-time moms that do have a little bit less income. I think of it that way. They're more vulnerable financially.
Yeah.
We don't ask them for pay stubs or anything like that. What
mm-hmm.
we say is, do you consider yourself low income? And so that's a piece of it. But the other piece is we need to have that mom be in her first or second trimester, live in Smith or Cherokee or Henderson County. And the other piece is really just being willing to visit with a nurse during their pregnancy.
I can't imagine anybody would not want to. Is there a reluctance?
You know, I think there is some. I think there's always a fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But what we find is so cool is once that mom gets to meet that nurse and sees that she's not there to judge, but really to walk alongside that mom during her pregnancy and be her biggest advocate and cheerleader, it becomes just a beautiful relationship between the two. What's really fun is mm-hmm. for many of those moms, they stay with us all the way up until the time the child is 2 years old. And that mom and that child actually graduate from our program. And we have our fall graduation actually on Friday. And those little two-year-olds wear graduation gowns and caps because those moms have worked so hard to have a great start in that life.
So let's back up because this continues into the early years of the child.
Absolutely. Yes. So we visit, again, starting early in the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
We visit on average every 2 weeks or so, depending on what's going on with mom's life and mm-hmm. what her needs are. Then once she has the baby, we visit with her typically about weekly. And that's just to make sure that she has all the supportive services necessary. Again, we don't take place of the doctor. But there might be some times when she's got maybe some depression, or she might be struggling with breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
or she might just be having just a tough time. Well, that nurse is there to evaluate that in the home and see what other supportive services that may be available for her. Then we back off after that, just making sure if she needs some support with breastfeeding, our nurses can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then those moms get to visit with that nurse all the way up until the time the child is two. And we do some assessments during that time, too.
Okay, assessments of?
Well, for the kiddo, things like, are they meeting their developmental milestones? Making sure that they are growing at the rate they need to be growing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that there may be something that seems to be a little bit of a miss. We work with those moms and say, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for some full assessment of what's going on with your child. Mm-hmm. And then we make recommendations for the mom for opportunities to reach back out to others that could help. Maybe there's maybe the child is not speaking as early as maybe they could be based mm-hmm. on their developmental age. We would advocate with the mom for next steps for an assessment by a professional.
Huh. I heard a fascinating story actually on the BBC about a problem that some children, they start out fine and then they sort of move backwards in terms of physical dexterity. Something as simple as cutting paper with scissors and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It can be too little play, too much obsession with phones, screens, etc. And just it's something I would have never thought to look out for in a child.
You know, you bring up a really good point. That's actually some of the assessment that we do. You know, children learn what they live, and mm-hmm. mamas learn what they lived growing up. Mm-hmm. And so if you never learn to, you know, play with a child, sometimes it's not necessarily innate. So it's learning sometimes just how to play with your child. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's knowing that, yeah, your little kiddo might be only 6 weeks old, but let's start reading to your child. That's not necessarily innate to people, but we want to start doing things like that and building those really great habits that continue on for years and years.
And if you're lucky, for example, my mother was the child of two school teachers, so uh-huh. we were read to almost immediately. Mm-hmm. But you may not always have that fortunate circumstance. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's like, when do you start giving a toy to a child for them to put it in their hand? I didn't know that when I had my first child at age 21. Mm-hmm. Those are things I know now because of the years of being in maternal child health. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what you don't know. So our nurses really are about walking alongside that mom, helping her to learn those things, because those moms want to be the best mom possible.
Yeah. Something that I noticed in the description that's actually on the school website, something as simple as safe sleep. How much have we heard about mm-hmm. crib death and the dangers of what looks like a wonderful, comfortable, you know, bundled up, you know, situation for a child can be dangerous.
Absolutely. Things like, what we call back to sleep, which mm-hmm. is we want to put that baby in a bed that has a nice, firm, flat mattress mm-hmm. without any stuffed animals, without any blankets, without any bumper pads, all of those things that are normal to many of us who raised mm-hmm. kids 30, 20, 40 years ago, yeah. We've learned that those are increasing the risk for sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah.
So what we want to do then is help educate moms. Now, they get to make the decisions. They're the mom. But if we don't educate and provide the opportunity to learn that, then we're not doing our job. So our nurses educate.
It's interesting because that sounds very bare bones, you know. Oh, that doesn't look comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we now know it's much safer.
It is much safer. And, you know, learning really how do we help keep those babies safe in car seats, the importance of a car seat and that it fits well. Mm-hmm. We have partners in the community that do car seat checks for us. If you don't have a car seat, there are partners in the community that can help provide that for the moms that work with our nurses in the program. Mm-hmm. So it's really about how do we bring the community around to support these moms and these children so they have a great growing up years.
Now, obviously, this is part of the School of Health Professions. So you are training these folks to do what they're doing. How do they react to this, working with young moms that didn't expect to get help, probably?
Right. You know, our nurses are amazing. As I mentioned before, we have 9 nurses. Mm-hmm. And the nurses range quite a range in age, all the way from around 60 all the way down to in their early 20s. This program, you have to have a special heart for it. Mm-hmm. I say to you, having done this for quite some time, that being a nurse in Nurse Family Partnership is the best and hardest job you can have as a nurse. And the reason I say that is you don't just punch out after your shift, they carry these mamas with you. And even if that mama's graduated, that mama becomes a part of you forever. You may change her life in little ways, but they also change your life as a nurse.
You also, and this is something that one does not expect to get from your nurse, help with life goals. That goal may be educational, it may be job related. Tell me about that part of it and how you train your folks to help with that.
Sure. So
that's not taking temperature and blood pressure.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's very different nursing. It's truly public health because we're really looking at how do we help that mom with her future. I'll tell you, some of our younger moms think when they get pregnant, especially if it's an unplanned pregnancy, my dreams and goals are now out the window. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not at all the case. What it is it may just be a little change in trajectory for a little while. I always giggle and say it's just a little bump in the road. Truly, it's a bump.
Yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't mean that goal has to change. Maybe you want to be a dental hygienist. Maybe you want to open your own daycare. Mm-hmm. I had one mom that wanted to go to medical school. No problem. You can do that.
Yeah.
It just means that you may have to take a little bit of a different path temporarily, and that nurse will walk alongside you to help you remember that this is just a little change in path, and how do we help you with that goal? As far as training the nurses, our nurses are all bachelor's prepared nurses, which means they are four-year degree nurses, plus they go through some really extensive training through Nurse Family Partnership, which is a national program. It's actually an international program. And so they really learn how to understand that the mom is the expert in her life, and just those little changes make a difference. We're not there to change a mom. We're there to walk alongside her.
Okay. Which sounds wonderful and aspirational, but if there is something that needs changing, if maybe she needs, have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. What about this idea? Mm-hmm. Maybe finish up your GED, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And those are things we educate on. That's part of the education.
Yeah.
You know, so we ask a lot of questions rather than telling a lot. We ask a lot. Yeah. What are your thoughts on what's the future look like for you and your baby? And sometimes the moms we work with are just dealing with today. Life has always been, how do we get through today? And so what we talk about is, how do we think about tomorrow? So you dropped out of school. Okay. So what do you think about the future? You know, and sometimes it's a lot of open-ended questions.
Right.
And we want them to think about that. And sometimes it's until the next visit that we circle back on that one.
So you're taking care of the health and to some extent, doing a little psychological evaluation. You're a part-time psychologist as well.
Yeah. Sometimes feels like we do some counseling, though we certainly are not. I think a lot of it is, how do we draw the mom into that open space of what can the future hold for her? It doesn't have to be one thing or another. It's really more about, what do you want and how do we help you get there?
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with, because not every mom is a single mom. Have you, do you include the father if the father is present, if he is part of the picture?
Absolutely. Yes. And we've even worked with families that are where there's a mom and dad and they're married. We have worked with families that a mom and dad are not married. We've worked with families where sometimes the father is present and sometimes is not. This is really up to, what does the mom want? This is really about, how do we help her with that supportive service? Let's say that there is an unmarried couple and he's working, let's say that he's working at a fast food restaurant and she isn't working right now, and he's participating in our visits. Maybe he has a dream of being a forklift driver. Well, you know what? I know where there's forklift driver training right through Goodwill. So we would then share with them, hey, I know somebody who has that training available. Would you like me to get you that information so that you can follow up? We want dads to be involved as much as dads want to be involved.
As a late in life adopted father, I wish you guys had been around when we adopted. I could have used some info.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's the best and hardest job out there. And I'll tell you what, it's a program that a lot of people don't know about. But the reason we're doing this visit with you today is really about how do we get the word out that this is here, that you can have your own specially trained nurse that visits with you. No strings attached.
Yeah.
And it's really about how do we help you be the best you can be.
You know, and you mentioned we're talking about getting the boy, the guy involved. My wife said something interesting to me. I said I had never really anticipated being a dad at this point in life. And she said, I don't think guys get that kind of reinforcement growing up. You don't realize how much you're going to love it.
Oh, and being a parent is amazing.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought how much I love it. I am now my daughter's, you know, vassal. I live to serve.
Absolutely. You know, it's so easy to assume things. But once you get in there and you hold that child, I don't care if you're the mom or the dad, it's like, wow, this is the most amazing thing. Oh, I have a lot to learn. And it's like, yes, we all do, because we're not born knowing how to be a parent. And so a lot of times we get some of that knowledge from family or from friends, but then sometimes folks don't have a lot of support. And we may be the first person in their village to support them. And then what we want to do is, and I call it creating a village around that mama.
Okay. We're talking about choosing the mom or the mom finding out about you. What about choosing the students who are going to be right for this?
As far as the nurses?
Yeah, who have that, you know, that inclination, that touch.
Yeah. You know, when we hire nurses, we're really looking for some nurses that have just a passion for maternal child health. It may be that they have worked in the hospital at some time. Maybe they've worked L&D. Maybe they've worked within public health. Maybe they have worked in other roles working with the most vulnerable in the community and then obtain their nursing license. We really screen our nurses very, very closely to make sure that they are a good fit for this program. We also work with the UT School of Nursing and have at times had nursing students shadow with the mom's permission so that they can see what this type of role is like. And it's amazing how it really opens up the eyes, because this is not hospital nursing. This is not, like you said, taking a temperature. Though we do take a blood pressure during pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because we do have moms that are at high risk for things like preeclampsia and issues with high-risk pregnancies. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that they stay healthy. And if they need to get to the doctor, talk with them about that.
Yeah, this is not working in a trauma center. This is hands-on.
And, you know, I give so many kudos to those who do work trauma, that work NICU, ICU, and all of that, because it's special.
They save lives every day, yeah.
Absolutely. It's just a different type of nursing, and it's a lot of thinking on your feet, just like every other nursing, but you also have to be comfortable going into a setting that you may have never been in before.
Let me ask a practical question. You said nobody has to bring a check stub and all of that to qualify. Is it truly the honor system here?
It really is.
Are you worried at all about anyone taking advantage?
No, I don't. We've never really had a problem with that. You know, we have openings available. We have nurses that do not have full caseloads right now. And if a mom considers herself low income, if she's struggling financially, we will take her word for that.
what kind of experiences have you had from some of the moms? Obviously, no names or anything like that. But what have been some of the moments that made it all worthwhile for your nurses?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you done that personally?
I have. Back, actually, I did that up in Minnesota and then came down here. And mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to build this program here. So I started as the nurse supervisor. So although I haven't done many visits, though I have done them when we've had nurses on vacation and sure. stuff. But I've had incredible experiences where moms were just scared to death of the delivery mm-hmm. and got to visit after delivery. And it's like, oh, that wasn't so bad because we talked about it and it was exactly like you talked about, where this might happen and this might happen. And so I was prepared for it. We've had moms where they were very young, because we don't have an age requirement. They can be as young as they are pregnant, okay. Or as old. I've had moms in their 40s. And so, you know, I've had moms in their 40s that had in the past been told they would never get pregnant, mm-hmm. and they did. And it's like,
surprise,
you're going to have a baby. And they really, I'll tell you, they really struggled with the whole idea of being a parent. And they ended up being the most incredible parents. I've had moms say, you know, I would never breastfeed my child. And yet they ended up being a champion breastfeeder that then became training. It started doing training.
I didn't know it was a competition. My goodness.
Yeah, it is. You know, breastfeeding is such a gift for your child, because it just gives them such a great start in life.
Is there a reluctance on some people's part?
I think so. Yeah, it is. And so, you know, it's certainly the mom's decision if she wants to do that. Mm-hmm. If she wants to, then great. We will help support her and get her hooked up with resources in the community as well as mm-hmm. our nurses. Other situations where had a young mom that was 17, dropped out of high school, ended up getting her GED, and then went and became a dental hygienist.
Okay.
It's the stories are so numerous, I can't even think of them, because every situation is kind of its own little miracle.
How many people are you seeing at the moment?
We are right at about 160.
Really?
Yep. That's just the moms.
With nine nurses?
Yep. The caseloads our caseload expectation is 25.
Wow.
We have nurses that are somewhere between 15 and 20-ish right now. So we do have availability for nurses right away. So if we were to hear from a mom, or I've had aunties actually get a hold of us and say, hey, my niece needs you, you know, okay. that's great. We would reach out that same day, or usually within 24 hours, and connect and say, hey, we'd love to share this program with you. Do you have a couple of minutes to chat? And we have a sister program called the Parents as Teachers.
Ah.
And Parents as Teachers works in Smith and Cherokee County, Smith and Gregg County.
Yeah.
And they actually will work with moms that have had children already and moms that have, they're not pregnant at this time. Mm. So whereas we work with those first-time moms, and when I say first-time, let me explain. Maybe she has been pregnant before, mm-hmm. but maybe she's had a miscarriage, so she hasn't parented.
Right.
Or there may be a situation where she may have terminated a pregnancy because mm-hmm. of certain circumstances. She's still considered a first-time mom to us. And so what we want to do...
Or frankly, if you gave the child for adoption.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you've placed that baby because it was just the right thing to do, we certainly respect that. And we know that sometimes moms have hard situations.
Sure.
No judgment. This is all about how do we support you in the future.
Okay. If somebody wants to get involved, if they think, gosh, I could use that, what do they do?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. One is you can give us a direct call. That number into our office is 903-877-8145. Or they can actually send us an email.
Okay.
And that email address is NFP, like Nurse Family Partnership, mm-hmm. @uttyler.edu.
And if you go to the website, you can search around and find
absolutely
all this information.
If you go to the UT Tyler website and type in Nurse Family Partnership, it'll lead you right to our site. And there's actually a form on there that you can fill out as well.
It sounds wonderful. Laura Young, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.